We're on the telephone with Jim Schroyer, Extension Crop Specialist at Kansas State University. Jim does a lot of work in the area of wheat, of course. And Jim, let's talk about the condition of the wheat crop. Now, boy, it has been through a lot, and it's not over with yet, the way it sounds.
No, there's always more to come. From this point on, a lot of things happen, and most of them aren't good. But if we get some rain and isn't too hot, too windy, some areas of the state will have some pretty good wheat. Other areas will probably go to another crop.
Any idea on what the abandonment might be at this point?
Well, I think the abandonment will be high in the western third of the state, probably more so in west central. Well, you take your pick. It kind of depends on when they planted it. If they were able to have a little moisture and they got it in a little on the early side, of the optimal planting time, then they probably got it established and they have a better chance. But if they were on the middle to the back side of the optimal planting time in the western third, they're in trouble. And with the dry conditions, we're seeing a lot of brown wheat mite, which tend to come in very dry conditions, and even winter grain mite. So we have folks out west that are spraying for mites, and they don't even know if the wheat's going to make it or not. But if they don't, that's a pretty good sign that it won't. So no, there's a lot of consternations going on in that part of the state. We have wheat that just came up February and March when we got that snow in March. So that wheat has little chance to make 40 to 60% of what it normally makes. And I tell folks that wheat has an uncanny ability to just yield enough that they don't collect insurance. And I don't know if that'll be the case with this wheat that came up late in the western part of the state. But it's not looking too good out there.
Now, also hearing some talk of some freezing temperatures moving in again later this week. And I know you've got some wheat now in the joining stage, so susceptible to damage there.
Well, if it gets low enough for long enough in the jointing stage, it takes in that 22 to 24 for several hours. And there are a lot of mitigating circumstances. If the wind's blowing, if it's, if the ground's wet, if there's, it's been warm before or cool. So there are a lot of situations that can make a 1 year, a 24-degree freeze at the same growth stage will kill wheat, and another stage, another time, same stage, it's unaffected at the same temperature. So it varies from year to year. And so, so to answer your question, yes, if it gets low enough long enough, and it's in the joining stage in the southern two tiers of counties, that's where we're going to see the most wheat that's going to be in the jointing stage. The western third of the state, I don't think there's any wheat out there that's probably that far along in that southwest corner, yes, and maybe, but I think a lot of producers are hoping that it gets cold enough long enough that it kills what little they have. So so then they can, make the decision to tear it up and go to another crop if we get moisture from this point on.
That freeze could be, I suppose, more significant as you maybe go south of Kansas and Oklahoma and Texas.
Well, they got dinged pretty good a couple, 3 weeks ago. They're obviously in Texas and Oklahoma, they're further ahead than we are here. But they got dinged a couple weeks ago when it got so chilly. So yes, they're quite a bit further ahead than we are. So if it gets down in the low 20s, that could be significant.
Okay, I know you've been watching wheat for quite a while, probably. Is this one of the tougher years you've seen? Or?
Well, for the western part of the state, southwest corner, yes. I don't know. There's 89 was a real tough year. There have been a number of years over the last 30 or so that have been pretty tough. But it's been several years in a row now. We've had very dry falls and stands are erratic. So, you know, on the individual farmer out west, I would say that, you know, these probably are some of the tougher years that we've had. Now, you know, in the central part of the state, I didn't finish your first question. In the central part of the state, we've got some pretty good-looking wheat, all the way from the Oklahoma border up to the Nebraska border. So they, you know, they tend to get more rain than western Kansas, of course. But it looks just a little bit better. It looks about the way it should for this time of year, in a more normal year. So temperature-wise, our temperatures have been right at normal to slightly below since the first of the year. That puts wheat more in a better situation as far as I'm concerned. That keeps tillering longer in the springtime, and it doesn't go through the growth stages so quickly. So the head size and that sort of thing, the number of potential kernels per spike or head won't be limited. So that's good that it's a little on the cooler side.
So these guys have got to make a decision here. I mean, what's the timeline for that?
Decide if they're going to tear it out or not?
Yes.
Well, you know, crop insurance has a big role in this. And so it kind of depends on where they are in the state, the cropping system, the type of insurance they have. So all that's going to play into how quickly, and, of course, how bad the stand is. But all that comes into play is what they can, when they can tear it out, and what they can go to.
But chances are they haven't put a lot more money into that crop this spring.
Well, see that they have to. They have to treat the. They have to do at least the bare minimal amount of top dressing, nitrogen. They have to care for it like it is a crop, unless the insurance says that, okay, more than likely you're going to abandon it or go to zero it out or whatever, estimate what the yield will be, and then go to another crop. So, but see, that's the case in point where if they put on herbicides, that really locks them into staying with wheat because of the residual nature of the herbicide. They can't go to corn, or they might be able to go to SDS soybeans, but at any rate, that's some of the limitations that if they do treat it like they're going to produce a crop, then they've kind of locked themselves in that way. So it's kind of a catch-22.
Okay, well, I appreciate the report. Anything else? Any other comments on it? Or
no, and then you have the southeast corner of the state. I think it's probably going to end up being too wet. When southeastern Kansas, they can produce some pretty good wheat. They don't often, but they can when it's below normal moisture in that part of the state. If they have an average to above average moisture, usually that causes a lot of disease problems in the area, and then yields go down. So interestingly enough, that part of the state you want below normal temperature, moisture for wheat in this time of year.